Blog Talk Radio.
I'm living my best life. I'm living my best life. Made a couple M's with my best friend.
Turned all my L's into lessons.
You see the whip pulling up, it's like screw. Dreams pulling up, I'm like screw. I'm living my best life. It's my birthday, at least that's what I'm dressed like.
I'm like Big Pop mixed with Tupac. I'm like Machiavelli. Nisa, little Caesar pizza, I be hot and ready. You a piano rat, you like Tom and Jerry. You ain't ballin', you just talking, that's that commentary. I was in the field, man, I slayed for this. Had to talk to God, drop down and pray for this. To my surprise, he replied, say you made for this. I seen the car, wanted, then I went and paid for it. Cash, cash, hit the take care, hit the raise, hit the dash, dash. That's when they came for me on Twitter with the backlash. Cardi B is so problematic, it's a hashtag. I can't believe they wanna see me lose that bad. They talking junk and they think these mad trash. I'm giggling, can let the devil have the last laugh. Ain't no more beefing, I'm just keeping to myself. I'm my own competition, I'm competing with myself.
I told y'all, I'm living my best life. I told y'all, I'm living my best life. I made a couple M's with my best friends. Turned all my L's into lessons.
What's up, everybody? You're now listening to Table Talk with Shell, Kay, and Rome. What's up, y'all?
What it do, baby boos? Thank y'all for tuning in another Wednesday. And, you know, Rome going to tell y'all what day it is because it's not hump day. It's
winning motherfucking Wednesday, y'all. This is Rome. Y'all dog on this winning Wednesday with my two baby dogs. You know what I'm saying?
Baby dogs.
Ow, we just, you know it. We just trying to win on this Wednesday, y'all. I hope everybody ready to tune into us and just loving us this Wednesday. And because I know me, Shell, and Kay, we loving y'all.
Yeah.
We trying to win today.
And we hope y'all got y'all Henny and y'all J's and y'all Newports or cigars, whatever y'all do. We hope y'all got it because we're about to get lit.
Yes, after dealing with that Northern Virginia traffic, I know y'all ready to just come in the house, kick up, run, to get on the couch so y'all can listen to our show. And sit. And this is what they talking about today.
Sit.
See, I bleep my own self out. What the they talking about today? You know what I'm saying?
But I yes, can't Lord. Stand him. Yes, y'all. So, so it's another week, a new week, a new topic. Ain't much changed for us. I'm sure ain't much changed for y'all because we still in this little phase two, whatever. But summer's here.
That's
and
right.
It's been very hot, and I complain about the heat, but let me tell you, I love it. I love it, and I wouldn't trade it for winter ever.
You've been ready to go.
You're crazy. I was talking about you the other day to somebody. I said one of my best friends said they want to move to Florida. She looked at me
back
like, she was crazy.
To Florida.
He looked at me like, I said, bruh, I said, I'm dying right now. It was only 91 outside.
First of all, I don't like the cold.
She hibernates.
You don't see her. Exactly. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. But hold on. Let me explain something about Florida's heat. It is very hot, but it is a different heat. It's surrounded by water. You know what I'm saying? And the heat there at night is a heat that you ain't going to find nowhere else. Maybe Jamaica or something, but ain't nobody about to move to Jamaica. He's such a hater. Low key. And you don't even smoke, but you're going to go, huh? You're going to go fight. Oh, she smokes sometimes. Okay, we'll go on and roll that up then. But anyways, welcome back.
Welcome back.
I told y'all we was going to be lit today. I feel like it was longer than a week since the last show. I think that's why we excited.
Yeah, I know.
It low key felt like longer than a week. So let's fill this cup of tea over on this topic. What we're getting into tonight is, at what point is too comfortable in your relationship when it comes to sex and things that your partner likes or dislikes? Now, the topic is, you know, the sex part, comfortability. But you can say that your partner's too comfortable not cooking you dinner no more. Or he used to send you flowers every Friday, and now you don't get nothing. It's
or
an
growing
open.
Armpit hair.
Or growing armpit hair.
Women.
Armpit hair. Yeah, you know.
Yeah,
so that's the topic. But, you know, table talk, we all over the place, but we still stay within the line.
Yeah, right.
So you can call and say something different if you want to complain about something your partner's too comfortable with. It does not have to be sexually related.
The comfortable asses.
With your comfortable ass. So the first example we gave you know, this came from the man of the show, of course. is, you know, so example number one, ladies, you know, you get into this new relationship with this new guy. You want to make sure your legs shaved, your armpit shaved, your lady parts is nice and shaved, however you prefer to do it. But this is what you do, and this is what he wants, and this is what he likes. And then 8 months in, you're like, you know what? I ain't got no razor, and I'm still going over there, and he's going to love all this hairy mess. Ooh, are you too comfortable?
No, you're too comfortable.
Are you too comfortable? Example number two. This could be the male or the female. You know, you like oral sex, and you was getting that very frequently in your sex life.
Yes, Lord.
2 years and a baby later, you getting oral sex once a month.
Oh, no.
This is realistic.
No, it's not.
Okay. Is that so? That's what we're getting into, and we're going to let Rome start because it's Winning Wednesday, and he over here rubbing his hands together. He's ready. So, yeah, give it to him. What's too comfortable?
All right, so I'm not going to say what's too comfortable. Shout out to Wifey. Love you. But I'm going to say what's too comfortable. All right, so I'm just going to give examples. So, you know, when me and Wifey had got together, you know, I'm showering every day, every time before she pull up, cologne on.
You clean.
I'm super clean. Pull up, got my shorts on, got my joggers on with my socks because she used to tell me she's going to smash me without socks on because I had ugly feet. So I used to have my socks on, and I used to be smelling good for her.
Hold on, remember when I posted that joint on Snap of Your Feet and was like, name that foot?
I wish y'all could really see my face.
Like,
yeah,
so mad,
my feet ain't that bad.
Girl, he been walking through Jerusalem.
So now we about to get off subject.
Look, I'm gonna bounce back
and then I'm gonna take off my sock and I'm gonna show you they not that bad.
Okay, I've never seen them.
So I know, Phil. All right, so seriously, like I'm over it. I'm walking out. This is my last day. I'm done. Table talk. I love y'all. I'm done. This is my last day.
Right.
But I used to just shower every day for her. You know, I was being, you know, can't keep my socks on. Just couldn't wait till she came over. She come over. Ooh, you smell good. Thank you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, man, what? Man. After a couple months, you know what I'm saying? Socks is off. Shit, you coming over? I bet. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't. You know. Probably didn't shower that day. All right, she ain't worrying about it today. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it, thug it. Go a couple days on her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But also on the other side. On the other side came over vagina shaved.
Oh! Okay.
Like a baby's bottom. Mm. No hair. Mm. No pit hair.
No leg hair.
She ain't really a hairy person on her legs.
Yes.
So after a couple months, you know, I go down there to go do my thing. Feel like I'm kissing a whole nigga.
You feel me?
Shout out to Wifey. I love you, girl. But you know what I'm saying? But it's table talk.
She had it.
So it's just like we got comfortable with each other. Like, we know we with each other forever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
So that's what I say is it wasn't too comfortable because I still love it. I don't give a fuck. You know, let me put
it. That's a real good example.
Let me go ahead and twist your pubes up with you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But we ain't tripping. Like right now, you know what I'm saying? We really ain't tripping, you know? But I'll tell y'all that is like about a month. You know, I'm actually, matter of fact, a couple weeks.
Okay.
But you know what I'm saying? It's just like I said, it's. You grow to be comfortable with that person.
Yes.
And sometimes it's a good thing, and then sometimes, you know, as woman and man, you be like, this motherfucker don't really, like, you done got too comfortable.
She done stopped washing the dishes.
You done put, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You put the Beyonce on, nigga. You done got too comfortable. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's that's how I look at it. Those are my examples for us today. The life of Rome.
Okay. We'll get back to the topic on Rome's side. Shell, what's too comfortable for you, because you done had a whole marriage. So, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, that's the comfort zone.
I always forget.
That's the comfort zone right there.
I try to forget. That's why you forget.
Yeah, oh. Right.
Well, we're going to let you forget, but we just saying you was married to what's-her-name, so you got a little experience and too comfortable. So what's too comfortable for you on your part, on the man part, in the relationship in general?
Damn, why can't I resort to my friend now? But okay.
I mean, you can. Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Shout well, out. I would say people start to get real comfortable after a year. I'll give myself.
So you giving a time.
Yeah.
Okay. So I said normally like a year.
Okay.
But I keep the armpit hairs up. But I, when I get winter time, I get the legs. Them legs.
The legs.
I don't know what it is about not wanting to shave the legs all winter. Like, I don't, unless I got on like some fishnet stockings and some tall boots.
Yeah.
But I don't. But one thing I could say, I would say my friend now. Like, one day, I was like, yo, I'm a little stubbly. He was like, I don't even care. Like, he didn't care that I was stubbly.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of times people do things at the beginning, and then you expect it, but they just, once they get you, they're like, oh, I'm comfortable. I got it. I ain't got to do that. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's still very important to do those things, but we all humans. Because
yeah.
I even fall short. Like, I was the baby bottom person with the skin down there.
Yeah.
And then when I started at the beginning, because you got to make a good impression. But then, like, you know, I started getting a little tired with quarantine.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, I guess it's the quarantine
yeah.
skin down there right now.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, normally at the year, people get real comfortable with, like, everything. That's how I feel. But I am guilty with the leg hair. I don't know why I don't like shaving my legs in the winter.
It's just an opportunity to not shave the legs.
Yeah.
You're not showing them.
Yeah.
You know, guys get in the mirror, they shape up their little beards.
Yeah.
You know, but it's different because with us, you know,
yeah.
we're cutting ourselves, if you don't get the right razor,
yeah.
you might get a rash. You know, it's details.
Yeah.
To shaving as a woman. So when winter come around, you know, I'll admit, I get comfortable. I'm light skinned, though, so my hair is black.
Yeah.
So I'm going to shave it. I'm going to shave it before I get too far. But
yeah.
I'm going to go to the first couple months not shaving as frequently my legs because it's work.
What about the armpits?
Oh, yeah. Now that, I'm going.
No,
I'm
going to keep the arm. I may get a slight stubble. But just a slight. But trust and believe, I'm going to handle that stubble.
Yeah.
Because in the wintertime around the house, I still rock my little spaghetti strap shirt
and
stuff around the house. Your tank top.
Okay.
So I will keep the armpits up
yeah.
for my man.
Not to mention, I don't know if
yeah.
it's just me personally, but as a woman, if I go too long without shaving, that causes, like,
irritation.
It, well, no, it just gets hot under there. And
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
want to be sweaty.
And I won't be musty.
And you don't want to be musty.
So,
you know, and then I look in the mirror. If I go to sweat deodorant and I see white shit on the hair,
yeah,
I feel like a dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
not
cute.
So,
I hear
y'all.
You
hear us? But
admit it.
Shell from Table Talk does not like to shave her legs in the wintertime unless it's an event. But my friend is such a those stubbly legs.
Okay.
He embraced the stubbly legs.
We want to see 6 months from now if he still accepts that. Because he might be comfortable then. Like, you know what, Slim? I'm tired of looking at your legs looking like mine.
Well, I'm not comfortable with his flatulence, but he does it all the time.
Okay.
He don't have no cut cards with that. Right. I still keep that to myself.
Yes.
But, you know, that's how you know a man real comfortable when he just roam. Because we know Rome does that. We're going to talk about that real quick.
For me, that's a little weird.
No.
Rome
I don't shave at all.
No, me talking about the shave. Your flagellant, sir.
I'm sorry.
And,
when you say flagellant.
As in passing gas, men get really comfortable with that.
I my story is to my own co-host. Hey, I'm going to use her real name.
Oh, my God.
Her and my man Freak been together for how long?
8 years.
8 years. My man has yet to bust his ass. Oh, yeah.
He won't do it around me.
He doesn't really hear hers either.
Oh, yeah.
He don't hear
I don't like to do it as a woman. I try to keep some type of sexy, and I try not
and
to do that.
Me and wifey don't got so comfortable.
Y'all got competition.
You got one too? I got one
like
too.
Y'all,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
What?
Like,
but they can't stand me in the morning. Then in the morning they know, hey, it's clearing out. Dumfries Stew is down this joint.
Away from you going to the studio when you told me to beware.
Yes, at least he
warned us.
Because
yes, we rode to the studio together a couple times, and when he just puts the window down, we kind of know what's going on in the car. It's kind of disrespectful, but you know we don't want him to hold his gas. You might need a doctor to claim you keep doing that.
It might be some eyes, so we all know what's going on.
I'll be right about that.
But most men, y'all do that real quick.
And very comfortably.
Yeah, y'all, like, it
because it's a man's thing, but the crazy thing is, I'm really not comfortable. Well, I'm comfortable because it's just me and her, but I can't wipe in front of her. I can't really shit in front of her. My body locks up. Like, it's just.
But you can pass.
I mean, that's a very personal moment. Yeah. Brian, if I open the door while Brian on the toilet, he will push that door closed so fast.
Exactly.
What you need?
Yeah, my whole body locks up. But, you know, any of my brothers and them, shit, door open.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I keep that to myself, too.
Yeah, I do think that's a moment. Now, I guess my take, like you said, I would put a time stamp on it. I think after a year, once you made it with somebody for a year, you kind of like, okay, we a year in now. You know, I definitely have habits of being too comfortable with certain things. And
tell us.
No, I'm just saying, like,
you
in general, like, no. Oh yeah. Look, that's one thing. You know, when Babe first got with me, you know, I kept my hair done. Like, my hair was done. It didn't matter what was going on. My hair was done. You know, now we 8 years in, I'm natural. You gonna see Felicia on Friday night because I need to look okay on Saturday.
That's
she
swears she be looking like Felicia.
I do, bruh.
She don't, y'all.
I do.
Her natural go a different way than
the
way
she
wanted.
I want to leave Felicia. Stop playing.
Well.
Facebook one day she was like, let me ask my man, he's tired of seeing
Felicia. Right, because, you know, I could fix it, baby. I could fix it. But, yeah, that's one thing I'm comfortable with. Like, I also used to always have, like, you know, makeup, all those things, you know. And now I am comfortable. I feel like my man loves my natural beauty, so I don't feel it's necessary to have him every time we get together. You know, I got makeup on and this and that like it was in the beginning.
Yeah.
Now, when we talking about sex, we done all included myself, got too comfortable with that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give a scenario because, you know, y'all know me, the most randomest times, I'd be like, y'all, guess what I just thought about?
What?
On my way to work this morning because I knew we was doing this today for the show, I said, when it comes to the sex, and this could be male or female,
yeah,
you either the mobile gas station that closed at 10,
or
you 7-Eleven. Or you 7-Eleven. So scenario, okay, I can only speak for the women, you know, we comfortable. So we used to do a lot of things for our men, and now we tired, and it might be kids. And you comfortable, and you like, look, I'm tired. You're not getting nothing. But then on the flip side to that, okay, so that's like, you know, your man, he's trying to roll up. He wants something.
Yeah.
He go to mobile. They close. Where do you think he going to go?
Oh, girl.
To 7-Eleven. We had the show about cheating. I feel like being too comfortable can lead to that on the man's part. I feel like women accept when y'all just get too comfortable. I really do. Mm-hmm. I really feel like we just
not
accept
all
that.
Women.
I mean, not all, but there's a lot of things that we just be like, you know what, we've been together 5 years, fuck
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Tears
in a bucket. But y'all go to 7-Eleven if mobile closed.
Or they're going.
So y'all got to be 7-Eleven, ladies.
I'm rolling over. I'm going to my phone, pulling out Pornhub.
You know,
when
the lifestyle changes.
Pornhub, the cheap one.
Pornhub is not cheap. Pornhub is one of the hottest ones.
I wouldn't know.
Oh, you know about the Pornhub.
This is wrong.
Cut the shit.
This is wrong. Of course he knows about it.
Yeah.
I'd rather for my man to go to Pornhub than to go to 7-Eleven.
Don't you go get that taquito from 7-Eleven.
My black man is right up in this house. That's some early 20
you go to Pornhub, I can't satisfy you for that night. I ain't mad at you, Slim.
Amen.
Especially when you got kids and stuff, you be tired, you work all day, you got to take care of the kids.
But so, have you found yourself in that situation where your man, whether it's your ex, what's the name or whatever, like where it's 3 o'clock, because my man is a night owl.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually am definitely asleep before him. And it's plenty of time, 3:30.
tap on the shoulder.
Yeah, or
I'm not going to say nothing.
But see, we ain't been together that long.
You away?
You
up?
Yeah. Don't even do that. My friend now, he don't even do that. Like, we're not. You know, we don't have no titles, you know. We're not even a whole year in, but he's just like, you ain't got to do nothing, just put your legs up. So I'd be like,
oh, okay, straight to the point. Yeah, that's the other thing. That's the other thing. You feel the hand on the booty. Okay, you want me to wake up.
I'm tired. He's like, you ain't got to do nothing. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Put your legs up.
Well, that's great. So.
Just open your legs by seven.
So have you ever told him no?
Told him no.
Okay.
Whoa.
So you're not mobile?
Huh?
You're not mobile that closes at 10?
No, because we still fresh. Y'all got time, and it's different for time.
Okay.
Now, it had a conference with me, like, next year. I'm too tired. I closed the shop at 11 o'clock tonight.
So have you ever told wifey no? Do men do that? Do y'all say no?
Yes, we do.
Y'all do?
And you have told her no.
This man does. Dang, see, this is why I wish she would have been here today. I need a refresher. Mm. Have I told
Well, she
her?
Can always push one along with any
hey,
other caller that
hold
I saw you say.
Hold
push
up.
One and you will get on this line.
Has she ever said no?
No, has
I mean,
you
have
ever
said no? I want to say I have. But it's not often. She just knows how my body. She'll just know how I am. Like, nah, he ain't feeling it tonight because that nigga will be kissing all on me, putting his tongue all in my mouth.
So she'll just
know.
Leave you alone based
she'll,
on
she'll
the vibe.
Know, and she'll like, you know, walk away. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it really is. But at one time, yeah, anytime we met up, we cranked.
So when you told her no, was there an argument or did she just leave it be?
Nah, it's the face. Like, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, with women, when we tell y'all no.
We think you got
y'all,
it somewhere else.
Y'all, you damn right. Totally
you damn right. But imagine us telling you no. You definitely going to think something going on.
No, not always. Because, like you said, y'all work, and then at the end of the day. Yeah, exactly. Y'all are women.
Work.
So, you know, maybe y'all don't want to do everything that I want to do that night. Maybe y'all didn't want to do, you know, send a nigga squad, and, you know what I'm saying, you didn't want to do this. Well, I just want to do some missionary. Well, I'm not in that type of mood tonight. You know what I'm saying? I want to be nasty.
But we get tired. Sometimes we don't fight being nasty. We're tired.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if you wake me up at 3:30, you might not get that whole, he might not get that whole vibe that yes. But you won't, you know, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. But you catch me when I'm wide awake, you know. But we're not going to get into that because that's perfect.
Let's get the energies
involved. You love your extra love your man then. But okay, before we get to this break, because the time is just a ticket, we got to call it, and we're going to take you right now. Are you there?
Hey, tell me, you winning today.
Hey, now, who this? Well, you don't got to say it.
Hello, can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, Lo.
Oh, this is Keith. What's up?
Oh, Big Keith, you ain't called us in a minute, Keith. What's going on, Keith?
I know, finally got through. What's going on?
There ain't nothing. We winning on this Wednesday. What about you?
I didn't get to hear the full topic yet. I just called in, so I got to get on the waiting list, and I sort of hear then y'all put me right on here, so I got to go on and answer the question. So don't give me the topic.
Okay, so basically the topic is, you know, when it comes to, and again, the topic is when it comes to, like, the sexual part of your relationship with your woman, what is being too comfortable? Once you guys get comfortable, what is too comfortable? But you don't have to talk about something sexual. You can, you know, there could be she don't cook no more. She don't clean the bathroom right no more. Just what is too comfortable in a relationship is the topic.
She can just lay her leg on me as we watch the TV in the bed. Like, it's just cool now. It just gets thrown on me now. As I'm just sitting there watching TV. Like, if I'm just watching TV, you know what I'm saying, chilling. Like, no, it's not even one of my space. It's just, you know, it's just one of those things that she's just used to now that's just automatically just happens now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as I'm watching Sports Center, I know. Yeah, I'm fine with it. Yeah, it's not no thing. It's just like, you know, like, now, like, she know when I get up in the middle of the night and go to the bathroom, like, we ain't got comfortable now. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a whole bunch of give and takes. But, you know, like, with that right person, like, you really don't care. I really don't, you know what I'm saying, be stressing on small stuff. No way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like, pretty much, like, it ain't.
Talk to us, Keith.
It sort of feels like. It sort of feels like these 8 and 9 months been like 4 and 5 years now. Like, you know what I'm saying? We're so intertwined now. We're like a micro break.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, we have one link of, you know what I'm saying? Like, we both have the same visions. We want to do the same things. Like, we're going to the same goals. And, you know, like, we all. Like, you being comfortable with somebody is really a hard job to do, to tell you the truth. But then once you get that understanding and their ways, and, like, you know what I'm saying, and y'all can begin to coexist at the same time, you're going to begin to grow. Then once you start growing, everything else just take off.
And that is true, but Keith, have you gotten too comfortable? Can you answer that for us?
Yeah, Keith, anything you got too comfortable in?
Because we admit
a thing. Stop doing because you're
comfortable. Oh, yeah. Because when you go back to the kitchen, I'm going to hand you my plate. Yeah, when you go back to the kitchen, I'm going to hand you my plate. I might be souvlés. I don't know. Like, it'd be a bunch of stuff. I sleep till, like, the last minute I can, and then jump up and be rushing late, like, and then be cussed out in the bathroom. Like, it could be a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, boy, I saw y'all an older married couple now.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Go ahead.
Okay. No, well, thank you so much, because, you know, we can only give y'all a few minutes at a time because we got so many callers. But thank you for your
insight. All right, I'm talking to y'all later.
Really appreciate you.
All right.
All right. Good night.
Have a good hump day, Keith. Okay. So I think what Keith was getting at was that being comfortable is actually a good thing because you have to work your way into that. But then there's certain things that might be a little annoying. Like he said, every time he's trying to watch SportsCenter, his girl just come up and throw her leg on his over across his body. I guess that's kind of like when y'all playing
the game.
You don't want nobody on you.
Shout out to our callers. We love our callers. Keep all the way through me off. Keep through me off.
Well, that's why I'm breaking it down for you. I'm breaking it down for you.
That's what we got you here for.
Okay. So that's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. He's saying that it's good to get comfortable because it takes work to get there. But once you get there, that's when you kind of find a little annoying thing. But, I mean, I don't feel like your girl throwing a leg on you, Keith. I disagree with that. I don't feel like y'all should be too – yeah, that is too comfortable in a good way.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I think that's what I said when he watched SportsCenter, man.
I get it.
Right.
I get it. Some niggas don't like to be bothered, but I don't feel that's in the comfortable, like
– like that. Oh, you too comfortable.
Yeah, you want to rub on my back? Because, I mean, I'm a sports dude, but not a sports dude at all. You know what I'm saying? If I'm watching one of my weird shows,
uh-huh,
and you want to come in there and come bother me, man, can you rub my back? Can you rub my butt on my feet? Yeah, come on.
If only y'all
can
see how
he's
not paying attention.
Watching that show and rubbing those feet.
Right.
That hard,
right, and that shouldn't be something that you consider too. But we're not keeping his relationship and what he expects from his woman. So maybe for him, that's a little bit too much. I don't know.
Okay.
So Jerome's not feeling that, and that's just how it goes. So, callers, we appreciate y'all tuning in. Remember to push one to speak, and we'll give you the floor. We are going to get into a break before we take another caller, though. Before we do that.
Yes.
When we come back, how y'all want to flip it? Because we did the sexual part. What else is too comfortable in a relationship so we can give the callers more variety of what they can touch on when they call in?
I mean, this is a really big subject. We can pretty much talk about anything.
Anything.
Grabbing
the car keys without asking. Oh, is that too comfortable? See, this is why you're the co-host.
I've gotten too comfortable with it. Because I've done that.
Without asking?
But not that, but you know, we ain't been in the game that long. I'm like, yeah, because if I go to his house, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to take your vehicle because, you know.
Right.
I didn't go to this.
Right.
I need to stop doing that. Thank you,
Rome. I mean, or maybe just ask, you know, that's all.
I ask as I go out the door.
Okay, well, you're telling him. So, hey, and at the end of the day, if he ain't like it, he would be like, put my keys
he
back.
He would put my damn keys
put my keys back, right. All right, so we're going to wrap into this break. We're going to come back. We're going to take some more callers, and we're going to keep being lit because that's what we do. All right, we'll be back.
Yeah, what's up? I was still recording, but I don't know.
Breaking down, get a break like Kit Kat. Rocking all designer clothes, but it's mismatched. I don't never worry about where a bitch at. Driving packs on the road, had to biz that. I'ma get the rug slime, green slat slap. They moving out the way every time I back. Spend 150 gig on wrist wrap. I can put the money up, I know I'll get it back. Both of my pinkies got rickety rocks. I could get birds by the flickety flop. Shopping in Paris for drippity drop. Making hits on the flippity flop. I can't just let any bitch in my spot. Before you get in, are you fucking or not? I'll take some top, I don't care for the box. She on the way, I fell asleep on the walk. Pulling out bitches on the side of my shoes. Like a hood girl, I don't like pink tools. I think I'ma keep her, I'm impressed by her throat. Bought the bitch a band with a powder pink coat. Yeah, I pop pills, I've been rolling all day. Ain't a bad bitch, I'm a city, I ain't slay. Wake up in the morning before I eat a gay cake. Don't wanna hear your problems, got a lot on my plate. My phone go chirp. Driving Bentley Verts. Tried to put me in the dirt. But I broke the curse. Cash that 84 verse. Say you got half less work. Almost got attached to the purse. Pop another Addy, go to work.
Sippin' on drinks. Sippin' on drinks. Told her put the money in the skirt. Told her better than ask he squirt. Diamonds gon' bling like blur. Drip. Beer with a beer with a surf. Flip. All this money I get. Throwing up money, I'm watching your bitch. Strip, strip. My whip is exotic, my bitch is exotic, and we on the block, we're narcotic. AK won't fit in my pocket, we order 5 profits to the traffic. I want 200 M's, ain't no option. We keep on popping pills till it's toxic. Dirty the money, laundry had to wash it. I put the bounty on them, had to drop it. On the phone, put them on a little lick. If you hit, I'ma get a little rich. Don't call if it don't make sense. Don't make cheese, it don't make sense. Got too many teams on the leash. Good dope, make them turn to a fiend. Alicia, 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 when I play with the keys.
My phone go chirp. Driving Bentley Verts. Try to put me in the dirt. But I broke the curse. Cash that 84 verse. Say you got half less work. Almost got attached to the purse. Pop another Addy, go to work.
Sippin' on drinks, sippin' on drinks. Told her put the money in a skirt. Told her better than ask he squirt. Diamonds gon' bling like blur. Drip, beer with a beer with a surf. Flip, all this money I get. Throwing up money, I'm watching your bitch. Strip, strip.
What's up, y'all? So we back on this Winning Wednesday. Yeah, I said it wrong.
Winning.
So, you know, we talking about what's too comfortable, you know, when you get into a relationship. Mm-hmm. So we do have a caller holding for us right now. What's up, caller? Are you there?
Unless you winning today.
Or he.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey,
it's me.
It's Ms. Donna, me, your one and only Miss Donna.
All right, now, what you talking about tonight? Get in the summer.
Are you ready?
We ready. We always ready.
We ready. No, so anyway. So, look, on the topic of getting too comfortable, I have to agree. Well, I don't agree with Rome. Meaning, okay, he told his girl no one night, whatever. But, Kianja, mm-hmm. You need to go ahead and just close your ears. But, look, so for real, I know any brother be like, nah, I don't feel like it. But, ladies, and I know you're going to agree with me. Even if the man says no and you handle your business, get under them covers and handle that business, that no is going to turn to a yes. And we all know that.
Yes. I'm sorry. Can you say that one more time?
And I think I know how.
No, I really missed that. I didn't hear what you said.
Well, that's good, though. So that's good that you didn't hear that. But,
well, maybe it wasn't.
No,
I know Ms. Donna saying how the Raptor engine have it started when they if they do decline you.
And it could be legit. They get tired just like we get tired, but we know as women, look, there's ways around that, and we can say no all day, but we're gonna handle our business anyway, and
somebody
that no will soon be on. Yes.
Somebody let me get the vomit bucket.
See, that's why I said close your ears. Well, look, we're grown folks. This is a grown show. We're all good. I love y'all.
Yeah, but you're my mother. You're my mother.
I get that. But it's your show, and I'm a caller. I'm going to speak my mind. I love you to death.
That's right.
But look, on the other hand, though, as far as, like, you know, outside of sex, the only thing I can really say is look, you know, when you're together, whatever, and that morning breath, you got to brush your teeth. If we're 10 years in, you got to brush your teeth. But
you know,
that's all I had to say.
Early in the morning when he turned over, he can't kiss you in the mouth. He gotta peck you.
Heck no. You can do everything else. But don't bring that breath to my nose because we're going to have problems.
Damn.
But Ms. Donna, he loves you.
And he
had a beautiful dream about you. And he want to kiss you in your mouth.
No.
You want to take
hell
that
hell no.
You want to take that shit.
Because one day he breathes on me in the morning, like, you know, like a morning sex.
Ooh.
And I guess
a kiss on the forehead is much better. Kiss me on the forehead and get the business. We're good to go.
Whew. All right. Well, that was a good one. We appreciate that for sure. Because we forgot about the morning breath. For sure.
All right, y'all. Y'all have a good night.
Thank you. You too. All right, Michelle, back to you. What were you saying? What were you saying about your friend? In the morning, because why?
One time he breathed,
and you was like,
"Was it the night after sex?"
No, it's the morning
after sex.
Yes, like he breathed because
then it was Puff the Magic Dragon.
Yes.
He had morning breath mixed with after coochie smell. Crazy.
Your friend's breath in the morning, you know, so.
Yeah, Q, give it to him, brother. Give it to him.
And your
so let's talk about breath in the morning. I have a friend, and she's really close to the show, and I'm not going to even name no name, you know, and I smelled her breath in the morning, and it's.
Exposure.
Oh,
exposure.
Hold on, let him finish. Hold on.
You
okay, you smelt your breath in the morning, and what?
You know, her breath in the morning almost made me Earl, but, you know,
oh,
being though she is who she was, you know, I had to sit back and hold my composure. You know, but I ain't gonna call. I'm not gonna name no names.
I was
and, you know,
right now,
nothing
today.
Like that. But
y'all ain't letting the man talk. Keep going, Q. Keep
you
going.
Know,
we listening.
You know. You know, with that being said, you know, I'm not going to go and name any names and, you know, say what this person said about my birth in the morning. But, you know, you know, we're going to go and we're going to talk about her breath in the morning. And when it comes to her breath in the morning, you know, she's an amazing person. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, her breath smells like, you know, how can I say this?
Manure?
Nah, not manure. It smells like it smells like you know, garbage, trash.
Oh, garbage.
You know, on top of that, you know. So, but you know, she's a very beautiful person. You know, I didn't say she, he, this, that, or whatever. You know, because I don't want to identify with different communities. But at the end of the day, you know, I think she's a very beautiful woman. So, you know. But, you know, I'm just saying
so
too much.
So you can look past the morning breath.
Yes, her insides weren't beautiful.
I can definitely look past I can definitely look past the morning breath. You know, even though her breath smells like, you know, old manure.
He gonna keep saying it. He's gonna keep saying it.
Well, that's a bad
Well, we appreciate you.
Y'all have a great show.
Yes,
you
definitely
have a great show. You know, you have a great show. I was glad I could give a male perspective, and shout out to Rome. You know, y'all keep doing what y'all doing.
Shout out to you, Q. You're the MVP today, Q. You're the MVP today.
We need more of your calls, Q. You really lit us up. Call back another show. Don't forget. Wow.
I got
that was pretty hilarious. All right, now. Thank you for calling. Whew. I'm trying to get myself together over here.
Get it together.
Because my lungs, the way I was just laughing.
No.
I mean, damn. He, you know, I mean, hey, they, the way I look at it, whoever she is, or like he said, whoever, they must be very comfortable. Because
yes.
If Brian ever called a show and tell somebody that my breath smells like garbage, we going to have an issue. We going to argue. We going
to argue. I told them, and I was
ass
after he told me who the hell that was.
Oh, my God. I'm hot, y'all. This is hilarious.
Oh, now you don't need
your room? Now, I don't. Listen.
Hey, y'all. I
you can tell him. I don't care. I started the show in a row because I was freezing.
She was like, it's too cold.
I will wear this
but
robe
I wear
anyway.
The whole time. Where? I don't know where either.
Well, now I'm drinking Hennessy. Obviously, I'm hot now. Okay. Y'all not what y'all not about to do is jump on me for my anemia.
Hey,
but,
you know what?
Oh, you're anemia.
Yeah.
Y'all always cold.
Exactly. Unless you got the honey in you, then you hot.
Well, then you should have had the cheap ass fall on the phone last night.
Y'all, let me tell y'all, she'll be having a cheap drink every show. So let me just say this.
Why?
She is not an expensive woman when it comes to the bar.
Woman.
When it comes to the bar.
You
can go
to the store, 7-Eleven.
And get her the bootlegger. Get her the bootlegger.
Matter of fact,
you bought it last show, bro.
Did I really?
Yes.
Last show, you was lit.
The green one. But somebody tried it.
That was the difference between That was the difference between Shell and Shelly. You was lit.
No, that's LaShell and Shell.
Oh, man.
See, I gotta go out with Shell and see really, you know.
We'll try. Okay. So we said, anybody else on the speak, remember to push one so we can get you on the line. So we were saying we're going to try to step away from the sex. Now let's talk about the two comfortable things that actually can cause relationship issues that are going to cause arguments because you're too damn comfortable and I don't like it. And we're going to start with you because you just got the shout out. Shout out to Rome. Okay, Rome, let's get it.
That's too comfortable that can make, okay.
That's enough to start.
You know what? We kind of said it a little bit in the conversation, but, what's too comfortable for me is not doing women duties.
Okay.
And when I say that, when I say too comfortable, mm-hmm. Leaving the room a mess, leaving, you know, tissue in the toilet after you pee, you know, not cooking enough, Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Those are cutoffs for me. Shout out to my wife. Yeah, I ain't got to deal with that. I get little panties left on the floor here and there. And it's okay. I pick those up. Uh-huh. I ain't tripping off of that. But you know what I'm saying? With me and her, you know, the cooking thing is different. But, like, if you went from 7 days out of the week, mm-hmm. if you went from cooking 5 days out of the week mm-hmm. to cooking twice every 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
that's, you know what I'm saying? That's no good for me. That's no good for me. I don't want to keep eating fast food, and I like cooking, but I don't like cooking that damn much that we can't go back and forth.
But with y'all, you also, like, you help cook, too.
Yeah, exactly, so, exactly, exactly.
That's
you know what I'm saying? I'm just giving an example. And ain't saying it's going on in my house, because my house is a holy house, and we doing good right
but
now.
I hear a lot of men say that. I do hear a lot of men say that.
But, yeah,
that.
My mother always told me in the household,
mm-hmm.
they look at the woman mm-hmm. inside the house, cooking, cleaning, because they come to your house and that's going to be like for your example, wrong get the house dirty. They're going to say your lady does.
Right.
And when they look at the man, they look at the cars, the yard.
Right.
And like I said, I'm Southern, mm-hmm. so even if it's 9 o'clock at night, I'm going to come home, I'm gonna cook you dinner. You, I worked all day.
And I do that.
I
be cooking off the late late.
You did it because we was on FaceTime when we was having little phone issues, the whole world. And she said, "Sure, I'm cooking right now, but we can talk."
Right.
10 o'clock.
Like,
what her scrubs on? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I got kicked out, and I had to been over there, and
yeah.
I'm looking at free go.
Yeah.
You saw her hurry up with dinner. Niggas is hungry.
Yeah, like, yeah, we're more like the catering. Like, I'm
the catering.
We're the catering. You know, we're independent, but we're very catering.
Right.
And a lot of you young women lack the catering.
Yeah,
I'm all for
a man don't want to come home to no damn 3-boy hot dogs unless he asks you for that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you need to have a meal.
Correct.
I totally get that. Like,
yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
So let's see. Hopefully, this caller got some more juice because that last caller, that was the MVP of the night. We going to get into it. Caller, you there?
All right.
Who there?
So, check this out here.
Okay. He jumped right on in the mix.
I think these females get too comfortable when your nails be getting done with the change that you found
you
in my pan.
Here you fucking go. Here you go.
In the washing machine. I just asked you to wash the jeans. I did not tell you or ask you to take my chain. You got $50 in your pocket. You went and spent the daggone money. That's too comfortable. You ain't even asked me. You just found it and you figured it was yours. So you come home, baby. Look at my nails.
You should have emptied your pockets and prepared your laundry properly.
You supposed to say, baby, I found this money in your pocket. You know, do you need it? Do you want it? Now, if I be like, nah, go ahead. Then you spend it. But don't just get comfortable to the point where because you found it, is yours.
Mm.
That's all I'm saying. You got real comfortable. Well, but see, then I could see if it was like 50 Cent and you was trying to get some Jolly Ranchers. I'm talking about you went and got your nails done. Yeah, you true. That is true. You can't even do that no more. But, yeah, they getting nails done. They getting all types of stuff with the change that they found in your pocket. I think that's a little too comfortable. I think you should say, I found this here, baby. Do you want it? 9 times out of 10, you're going to say no anyway. But I just think you should still ask. But
now, in the beginning of your call,
yep.
did you say one of the two comfortable things was when these women get their nails done but not their feet? Did you say that?
No, I definitely didn't say that.
Oh, okay. I think that's what we
well,
all
Comfortable is when the little nail is hanging off the finger. You can still see where it's supposed to be a fill-in right there. And she still got that nail on, and the toenail is coming off, and it's, you know, she need a feeling, but she figured, you know, baby ain't going to mind. You still love me anyway, don't you, baby? And that's a question that's hard to answer, because yes, I love you, but baby, a feeling would help. But then they get comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. The weed, look, when the weed, when you can start seeing the little cornrow circle things in the weed and stuff, and she patting her head and all that shit, you know, and she peel it off real quick and then put it back. Yeah, that's comfortable.
Yeah, I got real comfortable. I can take my ponytail off. Because, you know, I got hair underneath the ponytail. And I done pulled my little wig. I got a hair drawer.
Mm-hmm.
I done pulled the wig out the drawer. And
I got a hair drawer, too.
Look, my old boo said she had one peg leg. She got the popping the peg leg off and all that.
You know what?
When I first met her. Did y'all know Brenda?
We know Brenda with the one leg and the bullet wound.
There you go. Yeah. Listen, when I first met her, she had this walk about her that was just crazy. Then one day she sat down and she was like, "Ooh, I'm tired." She just popped the leg. Oh, shit, Brenda, what the fuck is going on, Brenda? You ain't tell me about this. She just got too she just got too comfortable. But thank you for letting me on your show. I'm done.
All right now. Okay, but so wrong. You, that's you. So you did get excited when you thought that the man said, "You go out here and get your nails done, but you don't see them." That's too comfortable, or is that that she don't want to spend $60 that day to give up?
I got a good story.
Okay, give it to her.
So, Ben, so look, when me and Wifey first started dealing with each other, I'm the type of nigga, I like a girl to keep her nails done. If your nails is not done, then that's cool. Take the motherfucking nail polish off. Don't walk around with chip nails.
Right.
No.
That's
how
we
this is my serious face, Shell. No.
Never.
I do not that like it. Chip? No. I'll get the nail polish remover and take it off for you. I'm the person that will call and set up an appointment
that's
for
what
you.
I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all
I like that. I like the nails done. So yeah, that is too comfortable. Don't come in this motherfucker when you first knew me. You know what I'm saying? You up in there every 2 weeks, and then we rocking hard. You're going every month, every like once a month or every other month. No. Let's keep them done or either keep them off or keep them
on. So what if you lacking on keeping your shape up in your haircut?
Oh, yeah, I always lack.
Okay, so how are you going to say that?
Because that was in the beginning. I ain't come in different. I came in like this.
Oh, you came in like this.
Whole time now with haircuts, niggas know, y'all already know because y'all have to make appointments. Niggas know, a lot of times we got to make appointments now, and haircuts is in the budget.
Shit, haircuts is like $30-$45.
What do you think that
sounds like? Son, that's what y'all used to, though. You know, you got a son, we used to just walking into the barbershop, hey, can I get whoever next? You stop right there. You got to make an appointment. Nah, that appointment thing is different for us men now. It's totally different.
So that's your excuse.
You know what? Get the bleep out my face. I ain't trying to go bleep out of this. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, so we got his side of what can cause an actual argument. So anything that you and your relationship that you like, okay, no, you too comfortable, we gonna talk about this, that you get upset about. Or have you been in that situation?
Yes, the showers. I like a clean man. Like, they just say, not my friend now.
Okay, let's clarify.
In the past, like, he just wasn't keeping himself up as far as
hygiene. Oh, yeah. No.
And that was just, no, it was a whole nother level. I was just like, I can't do this.
Yeah, like, that's one thing. You ain't, like with me, you know, and this is one thing that I can say, and I'm sure that my man can agree, I pretty much kept up with, but this is kind of me. Like, some people have to get up and take a shower.
Yeah.
Me, I can't sleep comfortably if I don't shower. So if
me
I
either.
So if I'm going to shower, it's definitely going, not if I'm, I shouldn't say it like that. But basically, I have to shower at night. So typically, I'm getting in the bed, it's not like Bath and Body Works, whatever, because I'm fresh out of the shower,
yeah.
You know. So that's one thing that I feel like for the most part, mm-hmm. I say 99% of the time, I've kept up with that throughout my relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I were to fall off on that,
mm-hmm.
I feel like that's something that will cause an argument
yeah.
in my relationship. You know what I'm saying? You just getting in the bed, you work all day.
Yeah,
day. And rightfully so.
Smelling
good. I feel like you should get in the bed.
That's right. So your pillow
smells
good.
And if you like to shower in the morning, you don't shower before bed as a woman, you know, just tighten that thing up a little bit with something, and put on a little Bath and Body Works or something, you know.
Ain't
girl,
no wrong with that.
Like Bath and Body
Works. I smell like it too. I smell like it too.
I love Bath and Body Works.
Me
yeah.
too. But yeah, so that's something, and I'm sure you would agree that would be something you would argue about. Your girl went from getting in the bed smelling good every night to
two and three. I'm not gonna lie, that is something that we deal with in the home. Sometimes she be dead tired.
But is she pregnant? Is she tired? Is she working? I understand that.
Yeah.
You got to give them a break when they're pregnant.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm
gonna just that's different.
In the morning, but that's okay with you. Yeah, sure.
But she asked me.
Or she'll just slip in the bed while I'm already dozing off.
Right.
But I'm gonna say I can't sleep if I don't.
I have to shower before bed.
Sleep right.
Right, that's how
in the morning I gotta do at least, you know, in the morning I don't.
That's your wash up or
like
something.
5 minutes
yeah.
to refresh myself and listen to my music and spend
keep
my mind
moving.
For the day. That's just, you know,
yeah.
who I am.
So another thing that we left out that might be bothersome, that one of our callers has said in a message was spending my money like it's yours. How y'all feel about that? Is that too comfortable? She go in your wallet and grab $40 right quick and go to Walmart and come back with bags and she's saying, yo.
Oh, no, I don't do that. I was taking tips from the dryer. That's what I was talking about.
You was
about,
just stealing laundry
no,
tips.
Yeah, I was stealing laundry tips, but I am not a gold digger or anything.
Right.
I mean,
you're not a gold digger.
No,
if you've been with your man a couple of years and you go in the wallet and help yourself.
No.
That's not a gold digger.
Anybody knows I'm very simple. Like, I love simple things, Walmart.
Right.
Like Dollar Tree. I'm like, y'all about to go Dollar Tree with Bobby's little decoration and stuff. Like, I'm very, very simple. But I do like my man to spoil me, too.
You
like,
want him
I,
to buy something.
Yeah,
sometime.
Like, I want the surprise of, like, you know,
yes, you
like me, like, hey, I got a bonus.
That's,
no,
that's why you have the arguments you do now.
Yes, I am a big
But I do like to be, like, every woman wants to be spoiled by her man. I don't care. Nobody says.
Right.
But do surprise me, but, yo, I got some extra money. Girl, go buy yourself something nice. Oh, yeah.
Made your whole day.
Yeah, it
but you're not gonna go in the wallet and help yourself.
No, I won't.
Now, has wifey done that to you? Helped
yes.
herself to some of your Benjamins?
Yes.
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 She has.
Well, yeah.
Y'all
got
she
time.
She definitely has.
But that could still be bothersome to a man. Some men don't want you just in. They want you to ask.
My brother don't care because you know she been my dad from high school. So trust and believe. I just know just from being young, I'm like, Mom, I need to buy like $20. Oh, don't worry about you. Go get his wallet.
Go get his wallet. Get
I
know that's
it.
Right, Mom.
I didn't ask that.
I know that's right.
Oh, don't worry about it.
See, now I ask, but when we get married, exactly. When we marry, we share.
If you go grab the card, just let me know.
Right, yeah. and I will have that respect.
So overdrawn accounts tonight.
Exactly. But damn, y'all, our show is coming to an end already. So y'all know, Rome is winning, and Rome is going to give y'all this motivational speech because our time is almost up.
Yes, Lord. Hello, world. It's Rome. Yes, Lord. But I want y'all to go into y'all Turn Up Thursday and y'all Freedom Friday and y'all, you know, Fuck 'em Up Weekend. I just want y'all to go in there, you know, living it, just living by this motivational quote and just push them.
Mm-hmm.
So with this being said, everyone has failures in life, but we cannot let them let us down. So with that being said, I want you to learn more from failure than from success. Don't let it stop you. Failure builds your character.
Yes, it does.
Thank you, lady.
Yes,
thank
it
you.
Does.
Once again, I say it. You learn from failure than from success. Don't let it stop you. Failure builds your character. It will build you up so much more. You cannot let what you had that fucked you up before, like you're a felon. Just because you're a felon, don't let it.
It ain't over.
Yeah, it ain't over. It ain't over. Just because you done had a child when you was young, it's not over.
Yep.
Let that build your character and you be successful and you show them, hey, you know, just because I'm a 5-time felon, don't mean that I can't be a CEO of this
Absolutely.
Company. Just because I had a baby, because you know I was starting at 14, don't mean that you know I can't sit here and have those kids and own my own restaurant. You know, it's things. Your failures is just going to build you to be very,
stronger.
Very, very successful people. And damn sure
yeah.
don't let it take
yeah.
you down. Shout out to Wifey for the motivational quote. She looked it up for me while I was doing that. Teamwork. That's it. Jordan and Pippen. We Jordan and Pippen. We just Zelda and Hefe. Marge and Homer. We the team. We the team over here. We the team.
Mars got that man voice and that ugly hair.
Look, why you think when I do that voice for her when she's hungry? I'm
hungry. I'm so sick of him. But there, y'all, just like that, it's about to be 9 o'clock. So we're going to wrap it up, and we appreciate y'all for tuning in. Please continue to support us. We cannot tell y'all how much we appreciate it, and we do have some great things for y'all. It's coming. Thank you for tuning in on this what?
Winning motherfucking Wednesday, y'all.
On this what, Phil?
Winning motherfucking Wednesday.
Oh, she threw the motherfucking in there.
We
know. It was just you never say the whole thing.
I had to say the whole thing tonight,
though. 9 o'clock, y'all. We love y'all. Good night.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is the kid, Interstate Snake. You know, we out here personally for Table Talk with Sal and Kay on WPGR Network.
I'm living my best life.